From the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
America's Heroes Group on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. America's Heroes Group Roundtable with She Serves, She Matters, Partner, She Voices, Coalition, Sister Soldier, She Vet Inspires. And we are so pleased to have her on with us. Wanda Petty, retired U.S. Army veteran, senior non-commissioned officer, and known as Sister Soldier, president and CEO of She Vet Inspire. How are you, Wanda?
I'm doing wonderful today. How are you?
I'm fine also. You sound wonderful. Listen, what we want to talk about with you, we talk about so many different things, but how is the COVID-19 will shift things as we know it. And let people know what we're talking about when we're talking about how COVID-19 will change things, because a lot of folks aren't aware of what might happen here.
Yeah. So as you, first of all, it's wonderful to hear your voice again today, Cliff, and I'm just really grateful to be able to talk with you today and share this information with everybody. Mm-hmm. So as you know, the coronavirus is mm-hmm. really taking effect on people's jobs and the employers, the way they run business as we know it. Mm-hmm. Things is about to shift. I've been talking about this virtual employment in business arena for a while, and now I believe that this is something that is really going to be the thing to launch us into that arena, where employers will have to start thinking about how they can run their businesses without having to have a physical location.
Without having a physical location.
Without having a physical location and being
able to have teleworkers,
you know, being able to have teleworkers work from home so that their establishment don't go under. Mm-hmm. So I think that they're going to be really looking at revising the way that they do things and seeing what they can have and how they can be more flexible without having employers to be able to come to work on a daily basis, but still be able to run things effectively with having employers work from home.
Wow. So what we know what's going on relative to the press conferences by the president and by the governors of different states, and, you know, the things that are going on here. That's what you're talking about, right?
I am. Mm-hmm. Some employers, as of now, they just passed a bill, and one of the bills is sitting at the, I don't want to quote the title of the bill because I would be incorrect. I don't know the correct title, but as of today, they're sitting at the Capitol Hill for the Congress to approve for employees to be paid 2 weeks leave for those who don't have that already included in their employment plan, and for them to be able to get tested for free Those things are sitting at the Congress now. They will also be looking at how employers can maybe get some form of reconciliation for having to pay employees while they're not at work and possibly are not conducting work. So, but I think that because all of this has happened the way that it is, a lot of people have been sent home in some states, such as New York, in California. They're closing a lot of the schools down. Kids are working from home on the internet with their homework, and employers who are able to telework. And most people are playing it safe and not going into the stores and things like that. So when you look at it in that perspective, the establishments, the places, business establishments are losing a lot of revenue. Those who have maybe not in retail alone, but you're just talking about from day-to-day functions. Some businesses have not considered setting their practices up and implementing new practices for emergencies like this. And so what we are doing is helping with the project management piece. So most people are not familiar with how to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Women Veteran Career Network, when we teach them how to have those skills for project management, we're starting them from the basics. So that means that you don't have to have any type of experience in order to get in at the level that we are assisting them to get in, because I want them to understand that they have to be flexible and consider other ways to be able to earn a revenue and bring in income into their home. After working years with women veterans and veterans who were transitioning, coming out and not having flexibility or not being able to understand how everything works, it just causes such a disruption. And that's where a lot of unemployment sets in. And then we know from unemployment, the depression sets in, and then now you have all these other things that set in, and homelessness by way of obstacle, you know. So if we can prepare ourselves by taking the level of knowledge that we have, such as soft skills, and that's just the basics of being able to have critical thinking skills and being, how well are we communicating? Are we a good listener? What's the leadership skills that we bring? So employers are looking for things like that in teleworkers. They want to know that you can handle customer service from afar, be able to run programs and projects from the place of a computer, from virtually. Mm-hmm. And most jobs don't require sitting in an office in order to make those things happen, unless they have a level of a higher security, that they have to be under a certain particular of skiff or building, you know?
You know, that's very interesting what you're talking about, Sister Soldier, because this is going to make a big difference. We already have seen some changes already, correct? With this COVID-19, as it's being called. When you've got the president of the United States, when you've got, we're here in Illinois, as you know, our governor did the same thing. There's a lot of people who are going to have to change their way of earning a living. And that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so it's not, they're not knocked out of the ballpark by what's happening. It just requires a mind shift. So taking the level of skills that you have, and then now allowing, you know, coming to work with us and allow us to help you translate those skills and get the basic skills for the project management. And then now from having that, then now you can take it and we can help place you in a job. So it just requires prior planning and understanding that things are shifting, and who's to say that these same jobs will be available when we go back, because there will be a lot of employers that will recognize, first of all, they don't need an establishment. So they may be looking to decrease their employees. And the ones that they're going to keep is the ones that they know that can be versatile and being able to work from home and being able to work in a, in an office or do work from afar. You know, so it's a level of being able to be balanced and having, being equipped, staying, keeping up with the trend. There is such a thing as artificial intelligence that's taking place right now. So a lot of those particular jobs that people were normally manning, you know, they needed a cashier at the cashier's register. Mm-hmm. That's no longer required. They're replacing those with machines, with the automatic scanner, you know, the self-help one. Mm-hmm. So if we start transitioning our minds and say, okay, what skill do I have? Age doesn't matter. It's about the experience from this point.
Wow. That
it's
is
about
something.
The experience.
Wanda Petty, of course, is our Liveline guest, and she is really giving us, she is a retired U.S. Army veteran, senior non-commissioned officer known as Sister Soldier, and president and CEO of She Vet Inspired. And we're talking about what's happening with, of course, this COVID-19, as we're calling it. It's a situation where the, unfortunately, this virus is making all kinds of people worried, which is understandable when you've got the President of the United States and the governors of various states saying, you know, we can't do this, we can't do this. But she's talking about the fact that there's things that can be done. It requires a mind shift, a project management of artificial intelligence. And we're just pleased that she is able to come out with saying what she's saying. And Wanda is a America's Heroes Group partner. So this is a very good thing. And if somebody wants to give us a call, please do so. 312-374-8130. It's something that a lot of people are really panicking over, and you know, I'm just glad she's one of our partners, because she's talking about not panicking, but just thinking in a different way. Virtual readiness, is that right? That right one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I think this is just the beginning of what we'll start to see. In the trend of, you know, employers changing the way that they do things. And so with that in mind, then the employees will have to be ready. And those who are ready are the ones that will move forward. And the ones who are not, they're going to have to find another way. And I don't think that it'll be a pleasant way of being able to work, because again, technology is starting to replace a lot of our jobs. Mm-hmm. If we're out there doing, you know, the cashier work, or just the cashier, or even the administrative, you know, the phone systems, they're now having artificial intelligent person answering the phone and asking the questions as if it's a human being.
Yeah,
so we've
right.
got to change the way that we are doing things and keep ourselves up. And working in project management is the way to do so, because there are certain level of things that machines can't do. So they can't interact with the customer when it comes down to having that customer service and providing excellent customer experience. they can't manage the program completely, but we have to know how to manage the system. So we have to shift the way that we're thinking. And the associate's degree and the bachelor's degree, the bachelor's degree is the new high school diploma.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have to have other skills that we take to level ourselves up from where we are and just thinking that a college degree is going to get us where we desire to be as far as an income. And just by taking a basic CAPM course, an individual can increase their income up to six figures. And that's just by getting their foot in the door of project management. So I'm so pleased to be able to offer this training to our veterans that's making this transition and want to stay in the game or start their business and increase their revenue through their business by understanding project management and where artificial intelligence is going and how those two things will work virtually to help them collaborate and reach a broader amount of people and work in a larger capacity and create their own schedules, you know, being ready for what's about to take place. I clearly see it.
You know, and it's just great that you do, because there are so many individuals, as you well know, that are extremely nervous, I'll call it whatever you will, Wanda, but you have a positive outlook on this whole thing.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you're ready and you've been watching, I've watched the market, I'm into technology and media, so I definitely see where the trends are going, and I try to stay on top of that stuff because that's the only way that I know to be, first of all, is to really be ahead of the game, because we don't want to be chasing it.
Now, is this, does a lot of this come from the fact that you are a very senior commissioned, a very senior officer in the U.S. Army? I mean, you're...
Well, yeah. I think that definitely alludes to it, because once you gain those leadership skills, it never goes away.
Yeah.
It's always a part of who we become.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really recognizing that I've always thought about what's ahead, even while I was active duty.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a matter of not wanting to be chasing things and to be in the know. And so that means we have to research. We have to be around people and places that we are interested in and be in the know with the trend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so because I've been watching this for a while and I've just had this inkling, this burning desire probably for 10 years because I saw where things were going to be going. But now I see that it's really ramping up and I see the shift taking place. And I really want to help people get ready and get prepared so that they don't find themselves in that spot of being stuck, you know, just being prepared.
Wanda, can you give a number where people could reach you, please?
Yes, they can reach me at 713-425-1962. And they can also go to Women Veterans Career Network.com.
Okay, 713-425-1962.
Yes.
And what was the other?
Women Veterans Career Network.com.
Women Veterans Network.com. That's great.
Career Network.
Career Network.com. Okay, I should know that.
Yeah, right. That's where they'll find out about the project management training that we have.
There is so much that's going to be happening, that's for sure. Rather than you're getting nervous about it, it's just the opposite. You're getting positive about it, which is a great thing.
Yeah,
that's great. I just appreciate you being part of America's Heroes Group, Wanda. And
I'm excited to be a part of it, Cliff.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. All right, that's something that is really a great thing. That the sort of thing that a lot of people are, you know, ready to slit their wrist. But that's not what Wanda Petty is doing. And this is exactly what is great about March being National Women's History Month. Women out there doing all kinds of great things, and we just appreciate what they're doing and that they will continue to do. That's just great. Stay with us. We will be back in a moment.
News, traffic, and weather up next on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBOS.
I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlements. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group radio talk show. It's an honor to salute the bravery, sacrifice, and legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen, shoulders of excellence and resilience that helped to pave the way for all African American soldiers, men and women, past and present, to serve.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is America's Heroes Group with the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, and America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner and sponsor NWVU, National Women's Veterans United.
Yeah.
All of you, all of you know, of course, March is National Women's History Month. I was just hearing from the ladies here that every month is Women's History Month.
That's right. Absolutely. Just like every month is Veterans Month.
There you go, too. Good point. Good point. That, of course, is Rochelle Crump, Army veteran, founder and president of NWVU. And how are you, Rochelle?
I'm good. I'm president and accountant for, sir.
Great. I love it when she says that. The discussion is NWVU updates on their programs and services. And Rochelle, why don't you mention these other two wonderful ladies you have here with you?
Oh, that's a pleasure to introduce our treasurer. She's important, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
That is Jeannie Adams. She is an Air Force Vietnam veteran.
Good afternoon, Cliff.
Good to see you again.
Good to be here.
Right.
And then we have another Air Force veteran, and that is Teresa Dishman, and she is post-Desert Storm.
Wow. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The retired law enforcement. I say that so you can mess with her.
One of Chicago's finest.
Exactly. And she is very special to us also.
You ladies are great. You really are. Go right ahead, Rochelle.
Well, Cliff, as you mentioned, this Women's History Month, and we're really excited about being women, that's first of all. Mm-hmm. So, and then we're really excited because we have the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois, and we say that every time because somebody new may be joining us listening to WVON, America's Heroes Group.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
We like to say that to make sure that everyone knows about our center. And we're located at 8620 South Pulaski in Chicago, in the lower level, and we're really excited about what we're doing at our center. We have a lot of different programs, and we'll talk about those programs. One of the things we really want to get out is that, you know, with everything being shut down and, you know, everybody is going incognito now, you know, we still have our Women Veterans Conference coming up, and we have not canceled it yet. We're going to wait it out to see how it pans out before we do that.
It is
Saturday, March the 28th, just another week or two, and we're really excited about, you know, what we have to offer to women veterans. It's free. That's the first thing. It's free. So we'll be at the Tinley Park Convention Center, and it'll be an all-day event. We have some fantastic speakers that will be coming in. We'll have Brigadier General Patricia Wallace.
Wow.
And we are so excited about her coming. We met her not too long ago, and, you know, she was just so warm. You know what I'm saying? You know how you get generals, and they're kind of like a little pushback, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
Certainly.
Sometimes that brass be a little bit heavy. But, you know, she was such a sweetheart, really. You know, you could tell she's a real impactful businesswoman, you know, about her business. And, well, she's the deputy commanding general of the 88th Readiness Division.
Great.
You know, for the United States Reserve. So you know what readiness means.
Sure.
She getting her troops ready.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's a huge undertaking.
It
if
is.
You will. Yes, it is. And so we are proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's a young woman, you know, and she is somebody that everybody should know.
Yeah.
You know, and we're very proud of her as well. And including, we're going to have Jennifer Garrett. She's a JAG officer. She's not acting in that capacity, but she is a leadership coach. And she is also an author of a book, Move the Ball, in which she basically uses the formula or the same platform as the NFL players do. for ball.
Okay.
And she's using that as a strategy to motivate and inspire, you know, people, mostly women, to reach that goal line, if you will. So we're excited about her being there. And then we have some awards that will be given out to the Coalition of Veterans Organization. We have the United Relief Foundation also, who has been partners with us. And we're excited about the partnership we have with them, you know, throughout the year with our entrepreneurship business ownership program. And we just, you know, it's a lot. The workshops are going to be going, and I'll let Jeannie and Teresa talk a little bit about that. And basically, they'll be, you know, doing workshops at the facility. Money Smart.
Some of the workshops that we have, excuse me, Cliff, is the Money Smart. I think we've talked about that a little bit on previous shows, that financial literacy program. We will also have the VA benefits, including information about MST claims. There will be the Women Business Development Center, new cohort program, and the Vet Center, census. And, you know, that's very important. I think the census forms, the first of them came out this week. Right. And it's extremely important that we encourage everyone to complete that and get it back in a timely way. And also Road Home, psoriatic arthritis through Vinalta Consulting. And we've had several in the past presentations from the Vinalta Consulting on psoriatic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, cancer awareness, cancer prevention. He works with us quite a bit, and through some grants that we have gotten from the Pfizer Corporation, specifically earmarked for these programs. So there's a lot going on with the workshops at the conference, and we also, this is not the first time we've had, this is the first time we've had the conference and the workshops in the conference, but at our center, we have these programs going on continuously.
I know you do.
Around the, you know, year round.
Yeah.
So we're excited about it. The only drawback, if there is one, is that we will start Saturday morning at 8 a.m. promptly, 8 a.m., okay? 0800, okay?
0800.
On that day, and we'll go throughout the day. It's going to be a great time. It's a nice facility out there, plenty of free parking, and, you know, lots of restaurants and other shopping in the area for women after when they have some free time. So it's
Great. Yeah.
We're excited about it.
Oh, absolutely. And then, you know, we're also going to have those, the presenters out there also, like the Vet Center, they'll be set up out there. The VA benefits, as she so mentioned, they also have a table so they can do one-on-one with people, as well as, you know, directing their workshops, census. You know, that's really important now, so we have someone from the census there that will be there. And, you know, they'll be doing one-on-one. We also will be able to sign up any women who have not signed up that are or have been in the service from 1940 to 1975 for the honor flag. Woohoo!
Yay. Isn't that great?
Yeah,
isn't
it's
that great.
I am proud to be on that committee.
Yeah, and I think that's wonderful.
Yes, two of us are going here.
That's great.
Yeah.
Who's going?
Myself and Jeannie.
You're good? Okay.
Yeah, we're Vietnam era veterans.
Absolutely.
And we're looking forward to the flight, and we're helping others.
When is that?
It is October the 7th.
Okay.
And we want to remind everyone that if they don't have a passport, they must have the real ID. That's going to be very important.
Mm-hmm.
They must have that real ID.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the sheet says by October the 20th, it's actually October the 1st.
Okay.
So they have to have that real ID.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want anyone to miss the flight. It'll be really just something to see all of those women from different branches of service.
Yeah.
And we're going to get on there and start calling cadence. And, you know, I don't know if they'll be able to take it when I start asking if the Army is there and what time it is.
And now they're expecting at least 100.
More than 100.
More than 100.
We already have
over
100 signed up already.
That's great.
It's like 114 already signed up. So, you know, space is limited now. We have to encourage those.
What's the capacity?
The capacity, I think, is 143, but then they have spaces also for the assistants.
Okay.
You know, medical people, honor flight attendants that will be helping the women get into wheelchairs and things like that, you know. So they've got support systems set up.
Great.
So they have to have seating for them as well. I think there'll be a few men on there, and we're going to allow them to sit way in the back where they can't be seen. No offense, I'll tell you. We were at the office last week, and we have a pastor that's helping us with our conference book, and he heard Colonel Jones talking to the membership, and she was riling them up, you know, talking about women, women. He said, "Where's the back door?" He said, "I need to go out the back door." He looked over there and said, "All the women in the room." He said, "I don't want to go out that way."
Exactly.
It was so funny. Yeah.
Well, you know, we said that this is Women's History Month, but this has also been deemed the Year of the Woman.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and we are in the house. We're up front and accounted for, as Rochelle said earlier.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of things, and we need to, if you don't toot your own horn, who's going to do it?
Yeah. That's right.
So we've got to let people know. One thing I'd like to mention very quickly, if it's okay, one of our very important programs that we have is the Veterans Smile Program. And there are a number of people that need to have a program like this because they cannot, do not have dental insurance. And what they need to have done, the dental care, is not provided by the VA. So we step in and assist them. In 2019, we actually completed 21 cases.
Great.
We have 21 people, and thus far this year, we've completed 3 cases.
Let's say it right.
Okay.
We gave 21 veterans a smile.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
21 veterans. Thank you, Rochelle. And we see, we do have the smile there.
Veteran smile. Yes. That's
but,
great.
It's a very important program. And again, you know, it's there's a process, an application. So if they meet the requirements, no questions asked, we go ahead and we pay the benefits directly to the provider that is this, you know, dental provider for them.
Right.
And it's an excellent program. Hopefully in the future there will be a bill passed or bills passed where there will be you know, government assistance in addition to what we're doing. But
now, how do people get information on that?
They can contact our office
That's what
at 872-731-2150. 872-731-2150. And they can email us at nwvu.org@gmail.com.
Great.
And that's NWVU, like National Women Veterans United, .org@gmail.com. And then also, you know, we really want to tell them about, and we mentioned it, is the new business boot camp that we have coming up. We were going to start it. This is another one. This will be our third one. Or, no, this will be our fourth one. Yeah, fourth. This will be the fourth one. It was supposed to start April the 10th, but in light of everything that's going on right now, the Women Business Development Center has asked that we push it back a month, so it will start in May. But please contact us if you are a woman veteran, a military woman veteran, or the spouse of a military woman veteran to get into this boot camp, to learn about businesses. We're also looking at franchises. This time we're up in the ante for it to have a 6-week course and not just a 5-week course, because one of the things that I mentioned to the WBDC is that a lot of times we get past everything with learning how to obtain our licenses and things like that, but they never get to the forecast part, the financial part that goes with it. And so, you know, we look at that. I said, let's get some tutors that can come in and do the financial piece to help them learn how to forecast, help them learn how to budget, you know, and things like that that's going to help them. Some people have never worked the cash register before, you know, so you can't just set up people to work your business without knowing how the business runs yourself, you know. So we're really going to spend a lot of time with that, too. And I'm so excited, and they're very excited, you know, with their sponsors, the McCormick Foundation, and with our sponsors, the Veterans Support Foundation as well, and NWVU, Trinka Davis Foundation. So we're really, really happy about that. And, okay, we're going to also give a shout out to Dance and Mary, who us de-stressed today, you know. So we want to give a shout out to them and M28 Photography. They will be videoing our event. So the last thing that we want to say, because we are so happy to give a shout out, we want to say to you, Cliff, happy birthday to you.
Oh, how nice.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cliff.
Oh,
happy
wow.
birthday to you.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
And they got a cake here. And
yes, sir.
Boy,
and you have balloons.
Thank you. Balloons. Yes.
And we bought you some
and
more.
The,
yes.
And the doctor's here.
Yes.
You know, this is a wonderful gentleman here, an Afghanistan soldier and a medical doctor. Yeah. I'm so happy to have him here. I don't think she got a chance to. Where is she going? Yeah. Did you get a chance to say what you were supposed to say or not?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
You know, Rochelle was kind enough to let us have 10 extra 5 minutes. So thank you to the National Women's Veterans.
Oh, absolutely.
Our absolutely. Ladies.
Yes.
You got to come to Canada's out, sweetheart.
Oh, this is great.
Wait a minute. Did you read what that says? We want everyone to know the cake says, happy birthday, Cliff, with love.
Yes!
Yeah, with love, yeah. Right, 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 right.
Okay, it's sure the candles out. Keep going.
Get a fire extinguisher.
Wow.
Okay, keep going. Yes! One more. Yeah!
Wow. Did a pretty good job.
That
must have been from Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One left over.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Dr. Arna has a presentation for you.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Cliff, I wanted to present this award to you.
Oh,
this is from everyone that's working here, the group. We have been honored and thrilled to work with you. And this is from your board members as well. But this is a tribute to you. And what it says is America's Heroes Group salutes and honors Vietnam veteran Clifford P. Kelly for your excellence in service, sacrifice, and dedication. And that's because of your military service, but the service that you carry on every day of your life when you're speaking to people on this station. You've helped them to vote. You've gotten people in office. You've helped people overcome the poverty, the depression, and all the things that they face in their life. We call these social determinants of health, but you have turned people's lives around, and everyone should be proud of what you've done for people in this population, in our community, our city, our state, and our nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doctor, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Here we go, Cliff.
Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
From Doctor, this is you.
Okay.
Thank you.
The call.
Thank
we
you.
Only got 7 minutes.
Yes, let's go to Dorothy Lavelle is on line one.
Yes,
Dorothy.
Cliff.
Hi, Dorothy. How are you?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. All these
good.
Wonderful.
I'm hoping you're having a great day.
I am with these
natal day.
These wonderful people. I sure am.
Okay.
They didn't tell me it was a downtown party, but it's all right. I'll skip this year since we got a virus going on.
All right.
You know, I'm over 50, so I mean, you know, I'm in the high risk group.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. But I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Dorothy. You know,
I'm looking forward to seeing you real soon.
I certainly will. I certainly will.
Okay. Enjoy your day.
And you keep up the great work.
Good work.
You keep up the great work also with the Crusader.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Let's go. We have Tom Dart on.
Woo! Yeah. Chef Tom Dart, yes!
Cliff.
Hey, yes.
Birthday.
Good. Thank
hey,
you. Thank
oh,
you.
Bud, I wouldn't miss your birthday. I didn't realize I was be doing it on the line, but boy, oh, boy. I tell you, Bud, I am so happy to give you a call.
Well,
you have a great day.
Yeah, listen, you're wonderful. You just keep up the great work that you are doing.
We're overdue for another lunch. It's been almost like a month or so now, so we've got to get back together.
We are.
Have to sit down to lunch with you and find out what's going on in this political world, because you can tell me a bit more than I can figure it out.
let's set that up soon, please. I'd love to.
I promise, Cliff, I'll call you next week,
okay,
and we'll get it set up, because I can't tell you how much I look forward to that, Bud.
You're great.
You're the best.
Thank you so much.
Have a great birthday.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
Yeah. Sister Soldier. Yeah. Sister
Soldier. Hey.
It's a surprise.
Hi.
My daughter's birthday is today as well.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday to her as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Happy birthday.
That's great.
To you. Ooh. Happy birthday. To you, happy birthday, dear Cliff.
What a salute.
Yeah, right.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Okay, Sister Soldier.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Bravo.
Yes.
I think Cliff's toes were curling on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, Cliff, on behalf of the advisory board members, Congressman Danny Davis extends best wishes and happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Congressman.
Along with Chris Kennedy, our newest advisory board member, extends best wishes and happy birthday to you. Chris is traveling, so he couldn't call in, and
right.
Congressman Danny Davis is in a miss. He has a meet and greet today.
Yes.
So, yes. And this
He's
is a special
election.
Absolutely.
We all want to vote for him.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. And so grateful to our partner, Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle, for finding the time to call and honor you. What a blessing she is to us every week with our weekly article on the Crusader Voices. My uncle is an Army veteran, special op, Vietnam veteran. So he says from one veteran to another, salute, happy birthday.
You.
His name is Robert J. Mims.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Veterans. Attention.
Yeah. Wow. You guys are going to make me cry.
Order arms. We salute you today.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Great.
Wow.
Thank you,
Rochelle. That was
Thank
thoughtful.
You, Rochelle.
Yes,
well,
yes,
she
yes.
always says that. You know, president accounted for her, sir.
Yes.
Well,
okay, we still have 3 minutes left, so I'm not reading anything. This is about you today. Everybody know they can call America's Heroes Group. Everybody know about everything. So, yes, we have another caller. You have another caller?
Yeah. Yes. Keisha.
Yes.
Keisha is
calling. Hi, Cliff. This is Keisha from Caregivers.
Oh.
Hi, Keisha.
Another partner. Yeah. Woo.
How are you, Keisha?
Happy birthday. You deserve such a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you, Keisha. We really appreciate that.
Well, as your executive producer, you are so much to me. I praise God for you being in my life, Cliff. You're my godfather. You're my protege. You're my mentor. You have helped me to become a better person in terms of my service to this organization, America's Heroes Group, because you're very hard to work for. You are brilliant. You expect excellence, and so you have blessed me to elevate to another level, and I'm grateful to you for that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you get on my nerve, and I get on yours, but I love you.
I'm glad you didn't talk to any of my people in my platoon.
Oh my goodness, they would have said the same thing about you, sweetheart.
I'm sure,
so on behalf of my mother, because I'm quite sure she would want me to tell you happy birthday. She loves you too.
Thank you. Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes.
And my wife Sharon, she says,
yes.
"Oh yeah."
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's wonderful.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
is wonderful. Thank you, Don.
So,
all right.
I'm hoping you're enjoying it.
I am.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. And so, to all our global listeners, I'm quite sure if you were capable of calling, you would have called and said, happy birthday, Mr. Cliff Kelly, the man, the voice, the iconic legend. On behalf of America's Heroes Group, Have a blessed weekend. And once again, happy birthday to our Cliff Kelly. Yes.
Yeah.